Hi, I'm Kevin DeCristofano.
I'm Sean Flanagan.
And we are the Ninja Turtle Nerds, your sometimes a weekly podcast. We'll get back to that eventually. Covering the Ninja Turtle. Well, this isn't a comic book. This whole intro is off, Sean. We're going to be talking about turtles forever, like you saw in the title of the podcast. That's what's going on today. How you doing, Sean?
Good. We're doing movie math again, is what we're doing.
Yeah. And if you don't know, because I suspect there might be some people that don't even know this movie exists, because it's kind of, you know, if you're a hardcore turtle fan, of course, you know, but if you're like a casual Ninja Turtle fan listening, I could totally see you not knowing this is a thing. So if you don't know, Turtles Forever, it was a TV movie, made with the Fox Kids 2003 Ninja Turtle cartoon that is basically the Into the Spider-Verse of Ninja Turtle movies at the time, like decades before Into the Spider-Verse was a thing. So it's a movie we're going to get into, whether it's cool or not, but it's a thing. So if you don't know, it's not a theatrically released movie, but we're including it in our series of Ninja Turtle movies.
Yeah. And it was nice to finally see it. I've finally been watching the 2003 series. I'm almost done with the second season. So I feel like aspects of this I would have appreciated more if I had watched the whole series beforehand. But yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm looking at the math and it's like, because of how we break stuff down, it seems one way than if I just personally ranked the turtle movies. So it's going to be interesting.
So we did, last time we talked, I said I wanted to get better at this, and we did get an email from a listener. So this is how we encourage people to write those emails, is we're going to read them. So we got an email here. It says, "Hello, I'm Petra, a seventh grade student. I'm a big fan of you guys. I'm also a turtle nerd. I'm a nerd for the Rise Turtles and the 2012 Turtles. I've been a big fan of TMNT since I was 4 to 5 years old. If you ever need to know something about the 2012 or Rise Turtles, just email me and I'll answer. Big fan, Petra." So there's your next generation of turtle fans coming on up.
Thank you, Petra. That's awesome.
Hope you understand the Gen X references we constantly make, Petra. We are old men, but yeah. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you're getting something out of this podcast. That's really cool.
Go see Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah, I'm sure he has. I'm sure he's seen it multiple times. I'm sure he knows how to pirate it, these kids these days with the technology. But yeah, let's get into our Turtles Forever notes here before we wander too far off subject. So write us emails. We love them. But
did this air on television?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Now you got me second guessing it.
Well, I was just curious because I didn't know if it went right to video or if they did show it on TV first. So
now you got me second guessing it, so I'm looking. Produced in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the characters. It served as the finale to the 2003 TV series. So,
all right, that makes sense. So, wow, we were 20 when this came out. All right, then.
Edited scenes, all that stuff. So, okay. So, I don't remember what order we did these in the movie math, but we have the comparison points for the other movies. So, this comes out release date wise in between TMNT, the CGI movie, which came out in March of 07. Then Turtles Forever comes out November 21st, 2009. And then it's all the way until 2014, the reboot with the Platinum Dunes movies, the Michael Bay movies, whatever you want to call them. That comes out August 8th, 2014. So that's where this is in the timeline. We can't really compare budget, which we did on the others, because it's a TV thing. You know, even if I found the budget, I wouldn't want to compare it to Out of the Shadows budget, you know? So, and it's not like it could make money. I mean, I guess DVD sales, but it's not comparable. The run times. Turtles Forever is the shortest Ninja Turtle movie. Not by much, though. So it's 81 minutes, and that ranks it, yeah, shortest one. Closest is TMNT, the 2007 movie, which is 87 minutes. And the longest one is Out of the Shadows, 112 minutes. So that's how this kind of shakes out in terms of those things. And I got to, do you have the list, Sean? I let you
into
the Google Doc. Yep. Okay, I forgot to ask before we recorded if you had that.
Nope, I got it because I was like, oh yeah, that's how these things work.
Yeah, so we're going to break down, if this is your first time listening to a Movie Math episode, every time we like something the movie did, we add a point. Every time you don't like something, you take a point away. Sean's usually very generous with his points. I'm usually very stingy with my points, and it makes for a great blending. So I tend to only give points when something makes me feel really strongly. So I'm going to have, especially since this is such a short movie, I had not as many points as Sean had. So you're going to hear his a lot.
I feel like I overanalyze when we do these. So.
Yeah. And I feel that it's healthy to admit at this point that there's so much Ninja Turtles out there. Not everything with the Ninja Turtle logo on it is gold. So I don't have much to say about this one. It's kind of a forgettable movie other than the trivia fact that it happened. So I feel like it could have been so much more. They should definitely do this again, since so many versions of the Turtles didn't exist when this was made. Like, I mean, Rise in 2012 didn't exist yet, and that's where you're getting your new fans from the email we just read. So they should definitely do a newer version of this. But anyway, if you want to jump start, you've got the first point here.
Oh, yeah. So I gave it a point because they made another Turtle movie, and you always get a point for that.
And then, I forget to explain the point system. So there's going to be your list, there's going to be my list, and then I did a list that combines the two. So if there was anything we both like did a point for, that goes on the combined list. So you're going to get like a credit score at the end of this. It's going to get three numbers, and then we'll talk about how they stack up against the other movies too. So made another Turtle movie. Gotcha. We both gave a point for the opening of this movie is really cool. It's got the turtles jumping out of the shadows, which is something that every Turtle movie should have, is like, you know, the reveal of the turtles. And the title comes up like in a really cool way with each hit on the gang members that they're fighting. Like each punch brings up a new letter in the title of the movie. And yeah, I really liked it too. We both added a point for that.
And then I added a point because Splinter is watching his stories. And that's just a little detail that occasionally they bring in. I'm glad it was here. And I'm glad the next thing you explained to me, because this drove me nuts.
Yeah, so I'm still taking a point away for it because it still is to the film's, you know, detriment. It is still a problem with the movie. But due to 4Kids Entertainment being a non-union corporation, none of the voice actors from the original Ninja Turtles 87 show were able to do their voices for this movie. So because it's a union thing, I guess they weren't allowed to. I don't know too much about how the unions work. I'm guessing what it means is if they wanted those guys, the entire movie would have to be a union movie. And that probably was just out of their budget. You know what I'm saying? Because then every single position on the movie has to be a union member. So
I feel like this only sticks out if you're a certain age.
Yeah, I could totally see you watching this, and some of them are really close at points, and I could see you not even noticing if you're just a casual fan that it's not the original voice actors. Like, they do a decent job for the most part. There are some bad reads here and there, but I think for the most part it's passable, but it's still like I wish it was the original guys, especially when this came out in 2009. They would have still had like close to the original voice, you know, they still could have done it. So yeah. And then I added a point where I like that they point out the fact that the 2003 turtles hide when they're trying to do things, and the 87 turtles just walk out in the open like it's nothing. So
yeah,
in the movie, where we are in the story is the 2003 turtles have met the turtles from 1987's movie and the 87 TV show. And after they meet, the 87 turtles just kind of start walking through the city, and the 2003 turtles are like, can we do that? You can't do that. So I like that they pointed out the difference between the two teams there. I also added a point. I laughed out loud that Donatello, so next, fast forward a little in the story, they're in the Technodrome, and they're talking about like how they got sent to this universe, and that he says he's going to fix it with techno magic, and all he does is just like tie the wires together in like a knot, like he's tying his shoes. And I thought that was funny for he's going to fix it.
Techno magic for that Donnie. So yeah.
And then the two Michelangelos in this movie, they bond like right away, which is really cool. I think obviously out of all the turtle personalities, they're the ones who are going to be the most likely to bond with each other. So I think the Mikey and Mikey bond is fun between the two versions. I added another point where it's consistent with the 87 cartoon that there's a scene in the Technodrome where Shredder is trying to learn about the 2003 turtles because they're in their dimension right now. So he's trying to learn about them, and he's just pulling up footage of basically like episodes of the TV show on his computer. And at first I was like, how is he seeing that? Where is that camera coming from? But then I remembered like, oh yeah, in the 87 cartoon, he could just basically pull whatever he wanted onto that. Like that's consistent with how he works in the 87 cartoon. He can put footage of anything he wants on that computer. So I liked it.
I completely forgot about that detail. So that's great.
And then I added a point. There's just a funny point where the two Donatellos bond and then the other turtles go, nerds. And I can't do it justice. Watch the movie. It's a good reading of the word nerds. And I'm running out of parts where I give points here. So, so yeah, I got a point for that. It's funny, like, we gave points at different parts of the movies too, because like I had a big chunk here and then I kind of zoned out for a while. But my next point is Shredder is giving the 2003 version of Shredder, who has mutated into like an Utrum. He's giving them the tour of the Technodrome, and it was just like a really cute scene. Like he's giving them a tour of the house, of a tour of your house or something. And I love there's a version of the turtles. This is a version of the turtles, rather, that points out how heavy sewer grates are, because the 87 turtles go in the sewer and they can't lift the sewer grate. And they're like, sewer, these are really heavy in your universe. I thought that was great. Now that we got the two Shredders together, though, and there'll be a third one later on, -1 point for no worm Shredder. I thought that like somewhere in this movie, we should have gotten some worm Shredder, but we didn't.
What would that have added, though?
What does any of this add? It's all just references to different turtle media. I think at least a reference to worm Shredder. I was missing it.
Okay.
So I took it away. Like, that's the problem with this movie is Spider-Verse takes this idea. I'm not saying it took it from them, but eventually does a really good version of this where like everything in the Spider-Verse movie is there for a reason and it makes sense more or less, kind of. You don't really need like Spider-Man noir, but what, you know what I'm saying? This is kind of just reference after reference after reference, and just like, hey, remember when the show did this? Hey, remember when that show did this? Hey, remember when that show did this? That's all this movie is. So, and then eventually, hey, remember when the Mirage comics were like this? So I could have used some worm Shredder. That's all. He's my boy.
I mean, your next point, I didn't even like write it down, but I completely agree with.
Yeah. So now in the movie, Hun, who is the bad guy of the 2003 cartoon or one of them, he's in other versions of the Turtles, but Hun, I think
this is the only show he's in. Oh wait, no. 2012. He's kind of a joke character.
Yeah. So I took a point away because at this point in the movie, he's mutated into like a Hun version of the Ninja Turtles. He's like a big, giant beast man turtle. It's almost like Slash. But I just thought it was kind of a lazy design. And I never liked a lot of the character designs with the show to begin with, but it's like very basic. It's like they did very little to make this a cool character. I don't know how to, it's hard to describe when something is simple. You know what I mean? He's just kind of like all, I think they only use like two different shades of green on him or brown or whatever. And he's got a shell and he's got kind of like fang teeth now, but I don't know. I feel like it could have been a much cooler design and it could have looked something like a Slash design is a cool design for a big hulking turtle, you know?
Yeah. I was surprised he didn't look more Slash like.
And then we both added a point because during this fight with Hun, there's a moment of confusion where the 87 turtles break the fourth wall and talk to the audience like they do in their show all the time. And it causes this like awkward moment of confusion for the 2003 characters because that's more of a serious show. I thought that was cute.
I like that it just stops everything and Hun's like looking around, like trying to figure out who he's talking to.
Yeah.
So I gave it a point for the 2003 Mikey actually liking the belt buckles with the letters.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, they're like superheroes, he says, because he sees their letters on there.
So I didn't take a point away every time this happened. I just took one point away, but I don't know. I feel like the 87 Turtles are kind of morons in this movie.
They're definitely worse than they are in their actual show. Yeah, it's okay. Like played for laughs, and they're very much like exactly what you said. It's just like they dumbed them down, and I guess to make the 2003 series Turtles seem like more...
Like in comparison to when they showed up in the 2012 series, like, and I know that they get the voice actors and blah, 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 but I guess it felt more respectful in that. And this is just like, 87 Turtles. So I also like that they make a clear distinction between the 87 Turtles fighting style and the 2003 Turtles fighting style when they're underground outside the Technodrome. And I feel like that, at least, that the 87 Turtles are competent because they're using, you know, their environment and stuff like that against the enemies. And then the 2003 Turtles are flat out doing ninjutsu. So I thought that was a really great sequence.
And it's during that sequence, I think, is the second reference of the 87 Turtles doing a noogie, which, you know, a noogie when you put your knuckles on someone's head. And it's like a callback to earlier they did it, but I took a point away because, like, I'm like, why do they keep giving people noogies in this movie? That's not like a thing that they did. Like, Wet Willy time was in the third movie, but what is this? Why are we giving people noogies?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from either.
Like, they present it as if it's a reference to the 87 cartoon, but I don't remember them constantly giving people noogies in that.
I mean, Jason and Anna would know, but I don't.
I'm sure they're already writing us an email.
I don't think that was a thing. I gave it a point because initially 87 Shredder's all excited because of how cool the 2003 Shredder looks, and then he finds out that it's an Outram, and he's just so disappointed because in the 2003 one, it's like Krang and Shredder are the same. And I just, the fact he's just like, oh. And I gave it a point because they create the mutant army, and at the time, the new movie wasn't out, but that was just nice to see.
Where I thought Mutant Mayhem was going to go. Like I said in our review, I thought there was going to be like an army of mutants by the end and they'd be fighting these like faceless, like generic mutants. So I'm glad it didn't go there.
So this is something that I chalk up more to, I haven't seen the entire run of the series. I deducted a point because I don't like that the 2003 Turtles have like a Batcave lair, but I don't know what led them to that point. So
I don't think it's ever really explained much. I think it's just like a Fox Kids type thing. So you're right to take a point away for it. It's not like they're like, you know, oh, we discovered all, we found this supercomputer. Like, I don't think you ever get something like that.
I don't know. It just seems like.
It's not like the penny in the Batcave where you know where it came from, you know?
Yeah. And it's, this is going to sound stupid. It's like the most unrealistic lair they've had.
Yeah.
And then I deducted a point because there's just too much of the, hey, look how childish the 87 turtle stuff is. Because like, yeah, I
that's
said,
that's something it, this movie does. Sorry to keep interrupting you, but
no, like, no. But I, like I said, I feel like if it was done now, it would be done with a little more, you know, care.
I feel like that's the one note this movie keeps hitting over and over and over again. It's like, hey, isn't our cartoon cool and this one's kind of lame? Like, look at what you used to like. Can you believe you used to like these guys? Like, that's kind of the feel I get of how they're like ragging on the 1987 show.
Yeah, so it doesn't really work for me. I gave it a point because I think the interactions between the two Donatellos are like the highlight of the movie, because the two of them just like are so fascinated by each one's take on science. So yeah, they're nerds.
That's probably where that went, actually, that note. I don't know. It's hard to keep these in chronological order.
There's a point where they go to the 87 series, and it's kind of a throwaway gag, but it works because they just stop a moment to save April. And I like that the 2003 Turtles just don't know what's going on because there's mutant pizzas and stuff.
Not to be super nitpicky, but what they say to April is they're like, why are you wearing a jumpsuit? Do you work in a car wash? And I'm like, car wash? Like, they don't wear jumpsuits. Are you a mechanic is what you'd wear a jumpsuit for? Do you fix cars? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like that. I don't know. It wasn't enough for me to take a point away, but I was like, what are you talking about?
And then my favorite moment in the movie I gave a point to is when the 2003 Leo and Raph are eating with 87 Splinter, and they just have a nice moment, and that at least seems to be where they start to realize like they have more in common than they initially thought.
Yeah, these stories always need a tea time with Splinter moment.
And I thought that was really the most effective thing in the whole movie. And then there's this part where the Technodrome bursts out of the ground into the city.
Now with more Death Star.
Yeah, because Uhtrum Shredder has done some upgrades. And I gave it a point for that because I just thought the design was really cool. And the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, "What? Why didn't Out of the Shadows do something like this design? Like, I feel like it would have worked." So you get sort of the final battle and the armies attacking the city. So you get this moment where 87 Shredder and Krang are just sitting on a couch eating popcorn, watching it all happen. Like, they've just accepted that they are of no use. And when they show the army, I don't know if this popped out to you, but you can see Toka, Reza, and Tiger Claw are part of the mutant army. So I just thought that was a nice nod, though.
I love anytime those characters show up, and I honestly think I like them because they're not used enough. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If they were, I probably wouldn't like them as much if they were used more, but since they're used so sparingly, I appreciate every Toka and Razar appearance.
And then I gave it another point for the party wagon and the blimp showing up. And I mean, it was funny. The three turtles being like, a blimp? Really?
Like Batman. We both added, this is how we agreed. We both added a point for the montage of, so they show like Shredder is like, it's not just you and you, it's, there's a multiverse, and they actually use the term multiverse.
Yes.
So that's ahead of its time. There's a multiverse of Ninja Turtles. And like, you see like little clips of like every version of Ninja Turtles that was available at the time. You see like the anime, you see like the 1990 movie. I forget what else you see in there. But this was honestly, I haven't seen this movie in forever. Ba-doom-tsh. But I really haven't seen this movie in forever. And this was honestly the only thing I remembered about the movie. The only thing was this scene where all the different versions of the turtles are on the screen.
And so Shredder's plan is to get rid of the original turtles. And then for some reason, he thinks that means he'll be able to rewrite everything. So I gave it a point because he starts erasing different existences. And the way it's
are
done
we,
is...
Did I do this out of order? Are we in the Mirage world yet?
Not yet. Almost.
Okay.
So he starts erasing the 2003 world, and it's just really cool how it's done. Like, it's really just like someone is going and physically erasing all the artwork. At this point, I took a point away because there were just too many fourth wall breaks by this point in the movie. It can get away with two or three, but once you go past that, it's too much.
Yeah.
And then I gave it a point because the turtles are trying to escape with the transdimensional stick. And earlier in the movie, they were making fun of 87 Donnie for having a wrench and hitting stuff. And at this point in the movie, 2003 Donnie starts hitting the transdimensional stick to get it to work. So I thought that was kind of a nice joke.
And then, so these were kind of separate points to me, is I added a point for the Mirage Ninja Turtles that at that point they go into the Mirage Turtles universe. They're universe hopping now. And it's all in black and white. And it really did a perfect job like showing, like it looked exactly like the Mirage comics. They didn't just like put a black and white filter on the 2003 cartoon, which they easily could have done. Yep. And just been like, this is the Mirage world now because it's in black and white. Like the art style perfectly like recreates the Mirage comics. And then we both added a point for they also nailed the Mirage Turtles, who come in with this like interior narration straight from the comic book.
Well, it's not even interior though at that point.
Oh yeah, you're hearing, they're saying it out loud, but it's the same thing like from the
I'm Leonardo. Yeah. I'm a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. And then, so they talk to the Mirage Turtles and they explain to them why they're there. And it, like I said, it's a black and white world. And they're like, we're looking for the Shredder and we're looking for the Technodrome. And they give this like huge, like complicated story. And then they just go, is that it? And they turn around and it's this like brightly colored, like couldn't stick out anymore. And I thought that was the best moment of the movie. Like how much this thing is like clearly doesn't belong in this environment. And I added a point for that. That was the best moment for me.
So I took a point away because the plan is for the turtles obviously to team up. And for whatever reason, the Mirage Turtles don't try to stop the Technodrome until the other turtles get there. I just thought that was weird. Like they were like, that thing's attacking. Mirage Shredder shows up briefly, so I gave it a point for that. And then I gave it a point for all the turtles fighting Uhtrum Shredder because I thought that was a great fight. And I gave it another point because there's a moment where Raph kicks Uhtrum Shredder off the roof, which is kind of a nice callback to the first issue of the comic.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, didn't realize this, but I guess this was technically the first kaiju battle.
Oh, yeah.
Turtles.
That's a good point.
But I gave it a point for the giant Uhtrum Shredder fighting the giant 87 Krang. Even though it's a really quick moment, it doesn't last too long.
So that giant Krang from the 87 cartoon show, which we've seen him be giant before in the 87 series. That's, I think, what they were going for here. He gets knocked down, and then there's this moment where he, like, burps, and it's super gross. He gets, like, burp mucus on everyone. And I took a point away, because not only is it gross, but it's there for seemingly no reason, because it's not like Krang is, like, Rick from Rick and Morty, and he's, like, burping.
Drunk all the time.
Yeah, he's spitting on people. Like, that's not something he did. So I'm just like, why did you add this in here? It's not in character. I added a point though for this great joke where they're fighting the giant kaiju monsters, and I think it's Michelangelo throws a trash can at them. He's like, even trash cans have no effect. The humor mostly works in this movie. I will say there were a few laugh out loud moments. I then took a point away though for Shredder's whole plan of like killing the Mirage Turtles. Is he's like, without these you can't exist, and that to me doesn't work with the logic of the movie, because it didn't set up the rules that like the Mirage Turtles were like what all the universes sprang from. You know what I mean? Like, it never gave us that rule. All these universes are supposed to be existing at the same time. So it's not like the Mirage universe created the 2003 cartoon. That's just what happened in our universe. So that, to me, the logic just didn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So
like, they didn't establish at any point, if you kill the Mirage Turtles, everything, every universe stemmed from their universe. There was all you needed was that one line, and this part would have made sense, but it's not in there. If it is, I didn't hear it.
I don't think they mention it, but the other thing that doesn't make sense to me is if he destroys the Mirage Turtles, then Mirage Shredder doesn't exist because he's not the prime Shredder. I think just nothing exists, so I don't really know what you accomplished there.
But I don't think in this movie's universe it would do anything to kill the Mirage Turtles, because do they say they're the prime like universe or anything?
They call them the Prime Turtles.
Okay, but
I don't think
they ever said that means that the other universes were created because this one exists. And, you know, it's 1 point. So if I'm wrong about this, adjust my score 1 point. It's not going to change a whole lot.
So I gave it a point at the end here because it turns out Bebop and Rocksteady are the ones that saved the day.
I almost added a point for that, too. I was close. It was a really funny moment.
So they defeat Uhtred Shredder so that they don't get... Well,
we'll talk about how. How did they defeat him?
They shot him with a laser, right?
They knocked a bunch of stuff over in the Technodrome, and they like plug in the big Technodrome, basically the Death Star cannon. They plug it in and it goes off and shoots him. But they thought they were just like fixing what they wrecked. Like, they thought they were just plugging back in stuff that they unplugged.
Yeah, and the main reason they're doing it is because they know that their Shredder's going to be angry at them for letting all this get to this point. So, I don't know. You'd really never, again, this is before I saw the new movie, but you never really see Bebop and Rocksteady, like, save the day. So, I liked it.
And I added a point because I completely forgot about this, that the movie ends on Kevin and Peter. It like zooms out to them drawing the first issue of Ninja Turtles, and they like go to lunch or something, and it's their real voices. And I really liked that. I completely forgot it was in there.
I must have shut it off before that happened because I don't even remember it happening.
Oh, that's the ending of the movie, is like, so the movie ends with like the Mirage Turtles giving their monologue of like, we strike hard and fade away. And then it like zooms out and it's like one of their hands drawing the final panel. And then they're like, you don't ever see them, but you hear their voices. And they're like, he puts the pen down and he's like, let's go to lunch, you know?
So this will be the first time I say this again. Because of how much we scrutinize these, and I think in the case of Turtles Forever, because it's got the shortest runtime, I think that skewed the score a little for me. But
I had a few other points that I didn't like think were strong enough to add points for before we get into how this ranked.
Yeah.
Just stuff to talk about. Like, I didn't feel strongly enough about any of this to affect my score. But I think it's cool that this is Spider-Verse before Spider-Verse. Like, it's just worth acknowledging.
Yeah.
I love that the Fox Kids look of the show. I just like that, even though I don't like the character designs of the 2003 cartoon, I like the look of that world, and it reminds me of Batman Beyond at a lot of points. There's a part at the beginning when Hun, the 87 turtles have mutagen. Hun gets a mutagen, and he witnesses this fly mutate by coming in contact with the mutagen, and he just punches it. And then he just walks away from it, and it's like, you're not gonna, like, you didn't solve that problem, dude. Like, that mutant fly is still around. And it made me laugh, and it kind of reminded me of, there's a part in Spider-Man 3 where Flint Marko is walking, right? And he thinks he's attacking Spider-Man, but he's actually attacking Venom. So then he just turns and, like, keeps walking. Like, oh, that's not actually Spider-Man, so not my problem. And it's like, dude, you're looking at, like, this weird creature. It should be affecting you in some way. But it reminded me, I don't know. No one out there is going to know what I'm talking about, but I thought it was funny. I like that this had a lot of little details. Like, it had, like, the communicators from the 87 cartoon and just, like, little it was an Easter egg hunt for sure.
This movie. Because there's a point where Mikey uses his rope instead of the nunchucks, because there was that period where they took those away.
Oh yeah, yep. And then I just had a note about this not being the original voice cast, but then I found out why, so we don't need to read that one. So this breaks down how these numbers go. My score for the movie, after everything was said and done on my list, I scored this movie a 9. Sean, he's a little more liberal with his points. He gives them out here and there. He scored it a 17. So if you combine our lists together, the combined score is 24. So, and I explain this every time because I don't know if it makes sense to most people. There's a reason the combined number isn't just 9 plus 17. It's because there's all of Sean's points, all of my points, and then, like, the points we agreed on don't count twice. So, yeah, that's how that works.
So, having said that, and this is why it's like, so based on, because of the way we do this, 1990 and Turtles Forever are tied with a 17 for me, and then TMNT is a 10. TMNT 3 is a 9. Out of the Shadows is a 1. Secret of the Ooze is a negative 13. And the 2014 movie is a negative 15. And like I said, if it was just my personal ranking, then other than 1990 being at the top, the list would be completely different. So,
yeah. And it'll be interesting to see when we do Mutant Mayhem, like, a year from now. We'll probably do that for, like, when it's released on home video or home video. Yeah. Man, I'm old. When it's released on streaming or digital or whatever. It'll be interesting to see how that ranks on here, because I'm pretty sure I know where it'll go, but we'll see how the numbers decide. My rankings, so the original 1990 movie I ranked crazy high. That was before I got stingy with my points, because it's one of my favorite movies of all time. So the 1990 movie scored a 34. Secret of the Ooze is next with an 11. Then the 07 movie with a 10. Then Turtles Forever. So currently, not including Mutant Mayhem, this is my number 4. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, my number 4 Turtles movie with a 9. The movies below it are Ninja Turtles 3, scored a 7. Out of the Shadows, scored a 6. And the 2014 movie we were both very hard on, scored a negative 7. And then if you take our combined rankings, these are a lot higher score-wise. But the 1990 movie has a combined ranking of 44. Then in second place is Turtles Forever on the combined list as well, with a 24. Then there is TMNT, the 07 movie, with a 12. So that is 3 on the combined rank list. Then Ninja Turtles 3 with a 10. Out of the Shadows with a 6. Secret of the Ooze, negative 6. And your harsh rating on Secret of the Ooze really brought that one down. And then 2014 is in last place on all three lists. On this one, it has a negative 19.
Again, if it was just my personal rankings, Secret of the Ooze would probably be up there a little more. But when you're breaking it down, you notice things.
Yeah, and this is basically just an excuse. Like, this is like, whose line is it anyway? Okay,
the points don't matter.
Yeah, this is an excuse to just talk about moments in the film we wanted to talk about. So we say if it added or subtracted, but all it really means is, hey, I wanted to bring this up. You know, so there we go. There, the critical response for this movie, according to the Wikipedia page, was about on par with us. It received mixed reviews from fans and critics. Alan of Film Threat gave it a 5 out of 10, calling the film incredibly dated, and the lack of connection felt towards the different sets of turtles with the 87 crew, blah 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 blah. Okay, nothing else worth reading here, but yeah, incredibly dated and forgettable. So I agree, unfortunately. For a way to conclude the 2007, the 2003 cartoon series, like, it's a really cool series finale, especially when these were basically the two versions of the turtles available at the time. It was like them and the 1990 movie and the Mirage comics. That's it. So,
yeah. So, I mean, for what it is, I enjoyed it. Personally, I wouldn't rank it as high as it ranks, but I liked it. And again, maybe I'll enjoy it on a second viewing after I've finished the 2003 series, because I am really enjoying that. So,
yeah. And it's like worth noting, we got like a negative review. I haven't checked our reviews on Apple Podcasts in a while, but we got like a 3-star or 2-star where somebody complained that we don't give the 03 series enough credit, because basically they didn't like every time we're reading a comic and I say, oh, the 2012 cartoon did this, and they're like, the 03 cartoon did it too, and like anytime I didn't know. But
well, I'm glad you brought it up. So at the time when we did those episodes, I hadn't seen the 03 series,
and I hadn't watched it since like 05, 06, I want to say. It was like right out of college, I got a torrent. That was back when we were doing our very first podcast that we did, where we talked about old TV shows. I had a hard drive just full of different TV shows, full series, and that was one of them. And so like 2006 at the latest.
Now that I've gotten through two seasons of it, I can acknowledge the 03 series actually adapts the Mirage stuff better for the most part. And if I had to rank the four shows now, I would say Rise, then I'd put 2003, then 12, and then the 87 cartoon. I like all four of them.
Oh, wait, way off. So the series ran until 2009?
Yeah.
And that makes sense, because we didn't do that podcast until like 2011. I was off by like 10 years there. So it was probably like 2010, 2011 I watched it on that hard drive. Sorry. Just wanted to make sure I got that right.
Yeah. So to address that, yes, past us were incorrect.
Yeah. That what you're saying is basically both you hadn't seen it yet and I hadn't seen it in like 10 years. So that's all we're trying to say.
So because part of the problem when I initially tried watching it is it wasn't playing right on Paramount. Now it does. So now my only nitpick is I don't like the theme song. That's it. That's the only thing I don't like about it. So,
you know, maybe this new season, when we start doing season 4, we should start doing more like a second segment on the cartoons. Like maybe, I don't know, watch them in bulk and, you know, we're not Turtle Recall where we're going to do every episode, but like maybe do like 5 episode chunks or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out behind the scenes.
I'd leave that up to the listeners. Let us know if you'd be interested in that.
We can go in reverse order. We can start with Rise and work our way back to the 87 cartoon.
I mean, I'm always down for watching more Rise.
In the meantime, leave us a review if you want to combat that person who didn't like us and cancel his review out. We haven't said that in a while. So review us wherever you're listening to us that allows reviews. Write us emails and we'll read them now. I'm going to remember to check them. Like we've said 100 times, we pre-recorded season 3, so it made interactivity pretty hard. But now we're not pre-recording anything. Pretty much goes up a few days after we record it. So, yeah. What else? Just keep listening. Keep telling other Turtles fans. If you saw Mutant Mayhem with someone and they are now a new Ninja Turtle fan and they're like, I want to read the comic books where these came from, you now have a podcast to recommend to them and say, read along with these guys. So let us know if you did that.
And yeah, we'll be back very soon with season 4 and going to do a little more movie math next time. So who knows? The rankings could get skewed again. I have no idea.
T-U-R-T-L-E power. See ya.